Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again, and thank you for joining me for this installment of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. With the subject matter, Chasing Hard After God. And today, we're talking about Lord, I Remember. Lord, I Remember. Psalm 77:1 from the New King James Version says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I remember your wonders of old. I'm sure we can all think back on a time when the Lord has moved mightily in our lives. Amen. Hold on to that, because he has not forsaken any of those that belong to him. As a matter of fact, amen, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but he has set aside, amen, great blessings for those that call upon his name in truth and in righteousness. He set aside great things for those, amen, who love the Lord. He said so, that our eye has not seen, nor our ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, the things the Lord has set aside, the things the Lord has planned for those that belong to him. Lord, I remember. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name today. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are the God of all creation. You are the true and the living God. Amen. You have all power, all seeing, all knowing, and you are omnipresent. Glory to God, present here in the United States as well as every other corner of the earth and everywhere in the atmosphere. There you are. Lord God, it was David that said, even if we made our bed in hell, you would be right there. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for not giving us the things that we deserve because of our sin and our lack of thoughtfulness, our lack of consideration, our lack of love, the wickedness that dwelt in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. And, Lord, we praise you today for your grace. Oh, Lord, for giving us that. That we do not deserve, for giving us the favor of God Almighty. And oh, what an honor and a privilege it is to have the favor of God in our lives. Lord, we thank you today. And Lord, we remember every blessing. We remember your promises. Amen. That your word says they are yea and amen for your people. We remember today, oh Lord God, and we humble our hearts before you, because you see all, you know all, and you know the way that you've set before us. You know the plans that you have for each and every one of us, a plan for good, a plan not to harm us, a plan, amen, for an expected end, amen, that is gracious, an end, glory to God, that will bring us, amen, into your presence in peace. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Lord, I remember. Amen. I want to read Psalms one more time. Amen. I'm not going to be before you very long, but I just wanted to come and encourage your hearts and even pose a challenge to each and every one of you that are listening today. Amen. Today we're talking about Lord, I remember. Glory to God. Lord, I remember. You know, the Lord gave the children of Israel feasts for different things that happened in their history, for them to remember the mighty works, the mighty acts of God. Amen. The first one that comes to my mind is Passover, when the angel of death passed over. Amen, the children of Israel, and those firstborn in Egypt, they all died. They could hear the screams and the screeches and the agony of those in Egypt as they found their loved ones dead. But the angel of death passed over the children of Israel. Amen, and they were able at that time to pack it up and to get out. Amen. The Lord delivered them out of their bondage. And the Lord gave them the feast of Passover. Amen. To remember their suffering. To remember, amen, the toil. Amen. And to remember, amen, that the Lord passed over them. That he caused the angel of death
to pass over. Glory to God. Amen. And the word of God in the New Testament lets us know that Jesus is our Passover. He has brought us from death into life, and death will pass over us, has passed over us, because the Holy Spirit is a seal. Amen. And when he sees the blood, that seal that the blood leaves, amen, he will pass. Death has to pass over us. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we're talking about, amen, eternal death. Amen. Pass over us. Lord, I remember. Amen. Psalm 77 and 1 from the New King James Version. It says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I remember your wonders of old, those things that you've done in my past. Amen. The areas where you have rescued me, the situations that you have rescued me out of. I should have been dead, and here I am alive and boasting in the Lord, because the Lord has delivered me, amen, out of the hands of the enemy. And I remember, Lord, I remember your salvation, your saving grace. I remember you rescued me from the hand of the enemy. I remember every difficult, tragic time that you gave me comfort and peace. I remember you provided for me when I was destitute. I remember you have never failed me. I remember you healed me when I was sick. I remember that you are always present and never forget your promises. I remember your miracle working power. I remember nothing can separate me from your love. Nothing tragic, nothing difficult, no created being, nothing, no one, nobody can separate me from the love of God. Lord, I remember. I remember you giving me peace in night seasons when everything seemed dark and gloomy and lost. I remember you delivered me. I remember that I am blessed, glory to God, with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. I remember that I am chosen, elected by God to give him glory and usher others into the glory of God. I remember I am accepted of the beloved. I remember the heritage of the servants of the Lord. No weapon that is formed against us, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I remember you are the light of the world, and your light resides in me. I remember that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. I remember the battle is yours, and I am not wrestling with flesh and blood. I remember that you, O Lord, are my glory and the lifter of my head. I remember I am more than a conqueror through Christ, and I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. Lord, I remember my life is not my own. It is yours. I remember you are my God, my Lord, my mind regulator, my healer, my help, my guide, my light, my hope, my love, my Savior. Lord, I remember, glory to God, 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack about his promise, as some count slackness, but he is patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, I remember. I remember, I remember, I remember, Lord, I remember. 1 Chronicles 16:15 says, remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Lord, I remember, and all is not lost. I remember all is not bleak. I remember all is not difficult. I remember all, amen, is not comfortless. I remember that the Lord is my peace. I remember the Lord is my comfort. I remember you said that you would not leave us comfortless. You told them on that day, and you sent an advocate, and we have received the Holy Spirit deep down in us. Amen. Baptized in your spirit, and it lives and it dwells and it speaks to us every day. Lord, I remember. Glory to God. I challenge you today to remember the works of the Lord. Amen. Write down every blessing one by one and remember everything that the Lord has done in your life to touch you. Even those things that you hadn't thought about in a long time, write them down and begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. Rejoice in the Lord, even if you have not received of this great salvation just yet. The Lord has rained down righteousness upon you. The Lord has kept you. If you are alive and able to hear this broadcast, the Lord has blessed your life. He blessed you to hear. He blessed you even to partake in this challenge. Write down everything. Everything that floods your mind, even right now while we're talking. Lord, I remember. Lord, I remember you did this. Lord, I remember when. Lord, I remember why. Lord, I remember I was there and you met me. Lord, I remember I prayed and there you were. Lord, I remember I was in a dark place and you brought light. I remember. Lord, I remember I cried out before you and you filled me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I remember. Lord, God, I remember. Lord, I remember. I challenge you, amen, to write out everything that you remember right now, amen, and rejoice in the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy, it endures forever, amen. He has been merciful to you. He has not given you those things that you deserved of, that you deserved. The word of God lets us know all of us, amen, were worthy of death. But it was the mercy of the Lord. He didn't give us what we deserved. His mercy and his grace, amen, that he has befallen us. Glory to God that has come upon us, that has come, amen, to bring light into the world. He loved us so much that he came down through 40 and two generations. Lord, I remember. Hallelujah. I remember the day, the very hour when you filled my soul with your holy power. Hallelujah. The song says fire start burning down in my soul. And that's when the Holy Ghost took control. Glory to God. Lord, I remember. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember. Lord, I remember. Amen. Take the challenge. Lord, I remember. Hallelujah. Lord, I remember. Amen. I'm praying for you and with you, even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that as you write out your list, amen, the power of God come upon you and upon your life, upon your situation, that he changes your direction, change your mind, and even change the atmosphere that you are dwelling in right now. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, like never before. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I remember. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Take the challenge. Lord, I remember. Amen.